Welcome to the Walmart earnings call for the fourth quarter of fiscal year 2013. The date of this call is February 21st, 2013. This call is the property of Walmart Stores, Incorporated, and is intended for the use of Walmart shareholders and the investment community. It should not be reproduced in any way. You may navigate through this call as follows. Press 4 and then the pound key to rewind playback 20 seconds. Press 5 and the pound key to pause and resume playback. Press 6 and the pound key to fast forward playback 20 seconds. This call will contain statements that Walmart believes are forward-looking statements within the meaning of the Private Securities Litigation Reform Act of 1995 as amended, and that are intended to enjoy the protection of the safe harbor for forward-looking statements provided by that act. These forward-looking statements generally are identified by the use of the words or phrases anticipate, are committed, assumes, assuming, continuing, expect, expects, focus, forecast, forecasting, goal, goals, growth, guidance, have plans, may be impacted, may continue to fluctuate, may fluctuate, plan, plans, to open, will be, will begin, will benefit, will continue, will do, will excel, will expand, will evaluate, will have, will help, will impact, will improve, will innovate, will keep, will release, will take, will unite and expand, will win, and or a variation of one of those words or phrases in those statements, or by the use of words and phrases of similar import. Similarly, descriptions of Walmart's objectives, plans, goals, targets, or expectations are forward-looking statements. The forward-looking statements in this call include statements relating to management's forecasts and expectations for Walmart's diluted earnings per share from continuing operations attributable to Walmart for the quarter ending April 30, 2013, and the year ending January 31, 2014, and statements of certain assumptions underlying such forecasts. For increased costs for Walmart's e-commerce operations in fiscal 2014, for the comparable store sales of the Walmart U.S. operating segment, and the comparable club sales excluding fuel of the Sam's Club operating segment for the 13-week period ending April 26, 2013, and statements of certain assumptions underlying such forecasts. For the range for Walmart's effective tax rate for fiscal 2014 and the possibility of quarterly fluctuations in such rate. For Walmart's capital expenditures for fiscal 2014 and for Walmart's anticipated sales growth for fiscal 2014. Those statements also include statements relating to management's expectations that the Walmart U.S. operating segment's trend of positive comp performance and growth in market share in a number of categories will continue in fiscal 2014. That strong merchandising, efficient operations, and thoughtful use of capital will keep the Walmart U.S. operating segment strong into the future. That the Walmart International operating segment will have improved returns as a result of investments to deliver greater profitability. For the expansion of Walmart's Everyday Low Prices, or EDLP, into all markets and for such process to start in China in fiscal 2014. For continued improvement in the Walmart International operating segment's remodel capital expenditure productivity. For Walmart's commitment to future growth through capital and strategic investments, the more diligent evaluation of capital expenditure decisions to build more for less will be made. For the amount and percentage of additional square footage that will be added in fiscal 2014 and the capital outlay related to such additional square footage. For Walmart having a world-class compliance organization. For Walmart's objective of reducing operating expenses as a percentage of sales by at least 100 basis points over a five-year period beginning with fiscal 2013. For continued focus on finding more efficiencies and productivity in Walmart's asset base. For continued focus on great returns to shareholders. And for the costs that Walmart will incur in the first quarter of fiscal 2014 in response to FCPA and compliance matters. Those forward-looking statements also include statements of management's expectations and plans for the Walmart U.S. operating segment, including for continued gains in efficiencies in the supply chain and consistent strategic price investments in the coming quarters, expansion of the Scan and Go pilot, anticipated benefit to the operating segment of tax refunds in the first quarter of fiscal 2014, the addition of certain amounts of additional square footage of retail space and certain numbers and types of units in fiscal 2014, continuing to expand the Supercenter format to drive share and to expand the Supercenter fleet in fiscal 2014 by adding approximately the same number of units that were added in fiscal 2013, adding a certain number of additional small stores in fiscal 2014, continuing expansion of marketing programs, including the Market Basket Challenge, to communicate price leadership, buying along with the Sam's Club operating segment, an additional $50 billion of U.S. products over the next 10 years, and hiring 100,000 honorably discharged veterans over the next 5 years. Such forward-looking statements include management's expectations and plans for the Walmart International operating segment, including the operating segment will take the necessary actions where it has the opportunities to adjust to certain trends, including reviewing space allocation to meet the needs of the convenience shopper and leveraging its multi-channel capabilities such as click and collect in the UK. That the combination of EDLP and strong private brands will help the operating segment grow its market share in the UK. That Asda will expand its delivery capability of George.com in Europe in fiscal 2014 and be fully operational to 24 countries by the end of the third quarter of fiscal 2014. That Brazil will complete the conversion of all of its wholesale formats to EDLP by the end of fiscal 2014. That the operating segment will continue to drive the productivity loop by enhancing the operating segment's leverage to improve profitability and ultimately drive better returns. For expansion of Asda's We Operate for Less model to other markets to further drive everyday low costs, or EDLC, and stay on track of migrating all markets to EDLP, and for the operating segment to continue to integrate programs like the Direct from Farm programs in its markets. Such forward-looking statements include management's expectations and plans for the Sam's Club operating segment, including that the operating segment's price investment initiative will benefit the operating segment in the long term, but negatively impact its short-term results. That the operating segment's primary growth in fiscal 2014 is to come from comp sales, for growth from new club openings as well as relocated and expanded clubs, for the number of new units of the operating segment that will be opened in fiscal 2014. For the operating segment's focus in fiscal 2014 on merchandising improvements in price, newness, quality, and excitement, and for the continued growth in operating efficiencies in the clubs. Such forward-looking statements also include management's expectations that Walmart will excel in the fundamentals of e-commerce, will innovate in areas like big data, social and mobile, will win in e-commerce in key markets, especially the U.S., the U.K., Brazil, and China, will unite and expand its e-commerce platform to do what no one else can do and will deliver to customers what no one else can deliver. And Walmart will continue to invest in the growth of its e-commerce operations and that its investments will continue to drive the development of its global technology platform, will continue to penetrate its key markets, and will continue the development of Walmart's next-generation fulfillment network that incorporates stores, distribution centers, and online fulfillment centers to be the fastest and most efficient at getting customers the products they want, when and where they want the products. The forward-looking statements also discuss other goals and objectives of Walmart and the anticipation and expectations of Walmart and its management as to other future occurrences, trends, and results. All of these forward-looking statements are subject to risks, uncertainties, and other factors domestically and internationally, including general economic conditions, economic conditions affecting specific markets in which we operate, competitive pressures, inflation and deflation, consumer confidence, disposable income, credit availability, spending patterns and debt levels, the timing of receipt of tax refund checks by consumers, the seasonality of Walmart's business, and seasonal buying patterns in the United States and other markets, geopolitical conditions and events, weather conditions and events and their effects, catastrophic events and natural disasters and their effects on Walmart's business, public health emergencies, civil unrest and disturbances and terrorist attacks, commodity prices, the cost of goods Walmart sells, transportation costs, the cost of diesel fuel, gasoline, natural gas, and electricity, the selling prices of gasoline, disruption of Walmart supply chain, including transport of goods from foreign suppliers, information security costs, trade restrictions, changes in tariff and freight rates, labor costs, the availability of qualified labor pools in Walmart's markets,